Okay, we're up to page Reish Chaf Beis in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah. Reish Chaf Beis comes after page 442. On the right side, the English number is 442. Next page is Reish Chaf Beis. Simin Shin Samach Gimel Seif Chaf Dalet. Seif Chaf Dalet. We are continuing these very interesting halakhas about a koira. We have a mavli. And the mavli has three walls, and the fourth wall is completely absent. So how is one misakin in mavli? Either a lechi or a kor. You have a choice. So we're discussing a kor, and the kor we learn has many requirements. It has to be at least a tefach wide. It's not like a lechi that can be a mashu. The kor must be one tefach wide. It must be strong to hold the brick, not one brick, but bricks along the entire span of the kor. It's to be a very made out of solid material. We also learned that if it's four tefachim wide, it need not be able to support bricks. So here we discuss another requirement: peras al hakora machtzelas. Let's say a person spreads. You want privacy. We have to remember that the mavui opens up into the rishos sarah. It's a busy Shabbos. There's a lot of traffic in the street, and the people in the mavui do not want to see all the people walking around in the street. They want the people in the street seeing what's doing in the mavui. So they took the kara and they put a shmata, a mapa, on top of the kara, and it's hanging down. So it's fascinating that doing that ruins the kara. It disqualifies the kara. Peras al hakara machtzelas, a mat, some type of cloth or some type of material, the eino noigas ad hakarka, and this mat does not reach to the ground. What do we mean it does not reach the ground? So the Mechaber explains, im gavoa me'aretz shloish tefachim, there is a gap between the end of the mapa and the ground by at least three tefachim. So the rule is, you're not allowed to carry the mavoi, because you no longer have a koira. Im gavoa me'aretz shloish tefachim, psula wai sharei kisa koira, because now the koira has been covered. It's concealed. Being that it's concealed, we learn many times that the purpose of a koira is heker. The contrast between a lechi and a koira. Lechi is mishum mechitza, and koira is mishum heker. When you're walking in the mavli and you see the koira, you realize you're not allowed to carry past this point. But if the koira has been covered with some type of mat, so even though the mat, you'll tell me, oh, the mat itself is the greatest recognition, but there are requirements. The requirements are the koira has to be a tefach wide, and the koira has to be strong to hold bricks. The mat is not a tefach wide. The mat is not strong enough to support the weight of heavy bricks. So the mat itself is not a valid koira. And being that the mat is covering and concealing the koira, you're left with nothing. What will you tell me? Let the mat serve as a wall. That's the ultimate. The ultimate thing you can do to enclose the mavli is to create a fourth wall. You can't do better than that. You're right. If the mat would go all the way down to the ground, and the gap from the end of the mat on the ground would be less than three tefachim, then that would be valid. But being that the gap is more than three tefachim, that is the most fundamental disqualification of a wall. It's a mechitza shehagedim. It's a mechitza which the creatures, the rodents, can penetrate. That is not called a kosher mat. So that's what it is over here. It's covered. The kara, it's not seen. And it's no longer called a. It's no longer called a kara. Mechitza gam kain eino. Kevon shagavah me'arid shloish. Since more than tefachim high. Period. Av l'miniach kara rechava. Now here we come to a very interesting halach. But what happens if you're very, very wide? The korah is a tefach thick, a very thick board. It's tefach thick. And the korah goes all the way down. It goes all the way down. Once again, you have your mavli. Here's my korah. So instead of the korah being a board, that's one tefach wide, that's very strong. The korah is very, very long. So the korah goes all the way down into the courtyard. All the way down, all the way down. So what would you say? You would say it's the same exact, you would say that it's, well, let's see what it says here. Avl imeniach koira ruchava. Ruchava here means it's very wide, meaning it's very long, going downwards. Benim sheches ktsos lamata me asara. It goes down even within 10 tefachim of the mavui kesherah. In other words, there's no limit to how long the Koira can be. The Koira can be as long as you want, because the Koira itself has all of the characteristics of a kosher Koira. It's a tefach wide, tefach thick, and it's strong enough to support the weight of multiple bricks. So when you're walking in your mavoi and you see this Koira, even though really the Koira looks like a wall, it's fine. Because this is the Koira. It's not a wall. If it was a wall, it would not be a kosher wall. Why would it not be a kosher wall? Because there's a breach of more than 3 tefachim from the ground to the tip of the Koira. So it would not be a kosher wall. But it's not acting as a wall. It's acting as a Koira. It's kosher. Because there is no limitation to how long a Koira can be. Now, the Mechaber says something over here which the Mishnah Berurah finds very disturbing. He says, even if the Koira enters within 10 tefachim kasher. Now, let's review a halacha we learned last week. Where does one position the Koira in the Mavoi? It may not be higher than 20 amos, and may not be lower than 10 tefachim. If it's higher than 20 amos, it's not no longer noticeable. If it's lower than 10 tefachim, it's not within the range of a wall. A wall has to be above 10 tefachim. So here we have a Koira. Let's make believe the Koira starts out at the height of 10 amos. Perfect. If you have a Koira, that's exactly 10 amos, it's within range, it's above 10 tefachim, and it's within 20 amos, it's perfect. But it's not just a 2x4. The Koira extends all the way down. It's a very long Koira, all the way down in the courtyard, and it reaches within 10 tefachim of, it goes further than 10 tefachim within the, from the ground. So along comes the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah, so I'll read the Mishnah Berurah in a moment. This should be problematic, because a Koira must be between 10 tefachim and 20 amos. If your Koira is coming within 10 tefachim, even though it's only part of the Koira, so what? That's not a kosher Koira. A Koira has to be fully between the barriers, the area of 10 tefachim and 20 amos. So how can the Mechaber say, if you have a machzelis, a shmata is not a, it's not a Koira. It's not a tefach wide, it's not strong. So it's definitely not a good Koira. You want to make it as a wall, fine. It can be a wall, provided that it goes all the way down to the ground. Or at least within 3 tefachim from the ground, where we'll say love it. And it's not going to be a mechitza that animals can penetrate. Fine. If it's not going to be, it's going to be more than 3 tefachim or more, it's not a mechitza. It obscures the Koira, and it itself cannot act as a Koira, so it's totally, completely invalid. But if you have a real Koira, it has all the characteristics of a Koira, that it's thick a tefach, and it's strong. There's no limit to how long it can be. So good, let it be as long as you want it to be. But if it's a Koira, you got to play the game of a Koira. And the game of the Koira requires that it's above 10 tefachim and it's within 20 amos. If your Koira is so long and it goes within 10 tefachim of the ground, you're violating the law of Koira. That's not a kosher Koira. And even though you'll tell me, okay, let's make chop off the part that's below 10 tefachim and just look at the part that's above 10 tefachim, you don't do that. It's all or nothing. That's how at least. So Mechaber seems to say it doesn't make a difference. But let's see. The Mishnah Berurah is very disturbed with this last section. Pei Beis. Mishnah Berurah Pei Beis. Sifkon Pei Beis. The Mishachas Ketzos Tamata Ne'asara. Kama Acharonim Niskashu Bidvarav. Many Acharonim are disturbed. The most fun I had when learning Mishnah Berurah all the years is always when the Mechaber says something and the Rama says something. And the Mishnah Berurah says, just ignore it. It's a mistake. We don't pass like this. There are other opinions, because we're so in awe of the Mechaber, the Rav Yosef Cairo, whatever he says is gold, right? You're not going to... So then the Ramah, there's going to be a Chiluk Edeis, so the Ramah will tell us, no, Ashkenaz, different. But when the Mishnah Berurah, we're dealing over here, 100 years, only 100 years ago, comes along and says, forget about it. The other opinions, it doesn't make sense to just ignore it. That's always like, wow. That's always Very provocative, but that's what he says over here. The Mishnah Berurah here says, "Kam achronim niskashu b'dvarav." Many achronim are very disturbed with the words of the Mechaber. The mashma milushano, the boli hashminon, the afilu kitzos me'akara harachava nichnas b'sech asar tvachim hatachdonim shalomavu gamkin kosher. Why? The amin royes hamikzos hazelak etodiyu kazekilu eina. Because being that it's so long, if it starts out at 10 amos, which is fine, and goes within 10 tvachim, so we look at the part that's below 10 tvachim as if it doesn't exist. V'akara medes raklam alam yasaru, kidin nechshu karamo mavur b'sif chavav. Avol be'emes, the truth is ze'ena, that's not correct. The imhoyo nichnas ketsos meroich avakar besocho avish lasora tachtoinim psulo. It's no good. The be'inon sheyehei hechalol shalmovish alakara asor tfachim davka. The requirement is there's nothing in that bottom area, that 10 tfachim airspace has to be blank in order for the korah to achieve its role as a korah to be matir the mavi. So this is, that's the halacha. That's, so therefore he basically says, ignore what it says, it has to be with above 10 tefachim. So to summarize, what do we have here? This halacha is complete. Okay, this could be halacha, we'll finish. To summarize, we've learned the law, a korah has to be within 10 tefachim and 20 amos, and you take a machtzelas, and you cover the korah, you've ruined the korah, because a korah is mishon heker. And if you don't see it because something is covering it, no good. Also, you'll tell me, so the thing that's covering it should take its place. Can't. Because what's covering it is missing the requirements. It's not a tefach wide, it's not strong enough, and it's not a kosher wool because it doesn't go all the way down to the very, very bottom. Okay, so that's one. Other halacha, what about the korah itself? Can it extend for... Yeah! The korah, there's no limitation to how long. What, only a 2x4 is a good korah? You could have a very long korah also, a very tall korah. But make sure, the Mechaber says, it doesn't go within 10 tefachim. Being that you want to use it as a korah, you have to follow the rules of a korah. The korah may not go within 10 tefachim.
What's the deficiency if the korah goes in into the 10 tefachim space?
So that's what the Mishnah, that's what the Mechaber says,
is
good.
Is it,
yeah.
Is it an issue of heker?
No, it seems not. It seems it's the Mishnah Berurah says something which is interesting. He says something which I wouldn't. I mean, just I don't know from nothing, obviously, but I wouldn't think along these lines. But look at his words. His problem is the be'inon. It's the last line, the last few words.
But look at the
sheyehei hecholol. He focuses not on the korah. His words are, the problem is not with the korah. The korah really is okay. The problem is you need empty space.
Why is that?
I don't know. I don't know. That's the tsura of a mavli. A mavli is three walls and the fourth wall is empty. When the fourth wall is empty, then a korah is a very, very weak type of rectification. It's not a tsura sa pesach. It's just a heker. So this heker was only enacted in very limited situation, and the situation has to be perfect. Three walls and the fourth wall is empty. If you have the fourth wall is not empty, it's barricaded partially, that's not cool, then we're not going to allow the korah to function. And you want, so is it a close? Well, the korah is not going to close it because this is not the definition of a mavli. A mavli is three walls, the fourth wall is blank. The fourth wall here is not blank. The fourth wall is partially closed. But it's not closed enough. So you have nothing. You don't have a korah. You don't have a mechitza. You don't have a lech. You don't have a tzuras pesach. So you're not allowed to carry. That's all I know. It's all it says. You have to have the tzura. You have to have the image of a mavli. A mavli is three walls and nothing on the fourth side.
If I had a one tefach beam,
yeah,
and I put it so that the bottom of that beam is 10 tefachim above the ground, that would be fine.
Perfectly fine. And now that it's a drop less, a mashu less, no good. How could it be? Everything in halach is like that. Everything in halach is like that. There are guidelines. And the guidelines, when you cross the line, you've crossed the line. It doesn't make sense. And the Gemara asks this question. The Gemara, how could it be when it comes to Shiurim? I don't remember the exact Gemara. The Gemara asks, if it's a mashu more, it's no good. What's the difference? The Gemara says. Kach, that's the way it has to be. When you set up laws, there has to be some break point in order to establish the basic halacha. I don't know more than that. Okay, next. Okay, new halacha.
Then the next guy says in Rashi,
A little more before you turn on the slippery slope. Okay, now we go to Chafei. Chafei is really repetition of we learned above Chaf Gimel. The same principles that we learned above Chaf Gimel, we learned in Chafei. And we have a nice picture over here, a picture on the right side. On the right side, I have 68. Okay, you see in the bottom over here, picture 68, we see how we have a Kaira. And the Kaira obviously was not long enough to reach from end to end. So we had to improvise. And the way we improvise, we have these angular beams. They must be very strong. Some learn not like this. They're right angle beams. But whatever the case is, the same idea. And we have over here these two supports. These two supports keeping the core. So in a nutshell, before we read inside, the rule is... Now, by the way, those supports do not have the characteristics of a core. It's less than a tefach wide. It's not clear from this picture. This picture looks like they're even wider than the Korah. The Korah is Tikkari, and the Korah has requirements. The requirement must be at least one tefach wide. It must be strong enough to support bricks. The supports, these two supports, the supporting hooks, whatever they're called, on the side, are not a tefach wide. They're not strong enough. Well, strong enough, that was another issue that we discussed previously in the Simen, but they're definitely not a tefach wide. If they're not a tefach wide, they themselves cannot act as an extension of the Korah. Right? That's the basic principle. Because if they're a tefach wide and you glue it together, it's certainly going to be good. Why not? It's going to but they're not a tefach wide. So is it a kosher Korah? So the rule is, as long as the Korah begins within three tefachim, both in height and in horizontal distance, then you're in business. So as long as you go look at those supports, those angles, you go up three, when you go up from the top of the wall to the Korah, it's less than tefachim, you're okay. And if you go in from the edge of the wall inward to the Korah, you're less than three tefachim, you are in business. Let's see, Chafei. Noat shtei yisedos akumos al shnei kostem. If you go to a person and inserts two different pegs that are angular on the two edges of the mavoi, ve'ak mi musa noto l'socha mavoi, and its angle tilts towards the mavoi, ve'nosan hakora alehem, and the kora was positioned upon these two angles, ve'ein di yisedos tefach, and the yisedos, these supports are less than tefach wide, shuhu shiru kora, lios nechshavim kora, because if there was a tefach wide, then they themselves would be able to serve as part of the kora. So what is the rule? The rule is imen gavayim mechosam of shloisha. If they are not, they are less than from the height of the mavoi shloisha. The ein binitias and shloisha, and the horizontal distance from the edge of the wall to where the kara begins less than tefachim kishela. Then it's kosher. Wash anu roim kiluheim al kosam mavoi. We view them as if it's. We view that the kara is as if it's resting on the walls of the mavoi. Uchilu akari no gas mavoi. It's if the kara is touching the mavoi. V'im yesh begavan binitias and shloisha. But if the gap is more three tefachim, then psula. Okay, similar halacha, very straightforward. We had a really the same slide, the previous simon, the same ideas. Okay, chaf. By the way, just the technical terms. It's kedai to know is chavoit rame lavot. The simon called chavoit. Chavoit rame means we have many different terms. Gurasik, gurachis, lavot. So here we have another term called chavot. Chavot means we drop it down. Rame means to throw. And chavot means to drop, to bang. You take it, chavot, you bang it. You go down. So chavot means we take the beam, and it's as if the beam itself has come down. Not to be confused with good achis. Good achis means we have a wall. The wall doesn't go down. The wall remains where it is. It's just that we make believe that the wall continues to extend downwards. That's called good aches. Good means the wall. Aches continues. That's not the pshat. The wall itself went down. The wall is where the wall is. It's not going anywhere. The edge of the wall continues to extend down. Chavoit means the wall or the object under discussion itself has dropped lower down. So here we have a korah. We don't need a thick korah. All we need is one korah. The korah is over here. The mavui is over here. So as long as the height between here and here is less than three tefachim, we say chavoit. It's as if, because the korah must, al pi halacha, rest on the walls. It's not good if the korah is flying up here and is floating up here. As long as it's less than three tefachim chavoit, we make believe the korah has dropped down. Chavoit rami. Oh, but it's not touching the walls. Lavud. So we apply here two principles. Chavoit rami and lavud. That's a chiddush. Because in the Gemara, you learn Masechta Shabbos, Masechta Erevin, the Gemara, I don't know the details, but the Gemara doesn't like applying at the same time two different virtual rules. It's hard enough to make believe once. But it's to make believe in the land of make believe is already pushing it. It's pushing it. So it's a chiddush. It's a chiddush that you can say both chavoit and lavud. Double that's make believe and live in make believe. That's a double virtual world. It's a chiddush. You have to appreciate how far we go, and that's really what the mechaber. That's what we're learning over here. So that's what let's read. Let's read the paper. Let's read it inside, because these are powerful words. This kedai to remember this yisoid. Pevav on page 444. Pevav kesheira the b'mesh ain goyim ha'yisedos because I'm mavi shloisha tvachim. This that the yisedos the pegs are not above the mavi three tvachim. Aminan we apply this principle called chavoit. Rene, drop it down. The hainuk ilu akoyra nechbot, it's as if it's been lowered. Vinishbal, two words which mean the same thing. I know nechbot vinishbal, it's been lowered. Eitzel hakesav, yavshadayin, but, oh, what about the next problem? But it's not touching the walls. Vyavshadayin kotsarhi, kevan shein binitiyasan shalaisida shloisha. The imkena akoyra eni ruchava shloisha, tvachim yaksalim, amrinan we say lovud. So it's lavud for the horizontal gap, chavoit rami for the vertical gap. Okay, what's 69 over here? Oh, it's exactly what it says. You see, that was mechav. Look on the right side. It's very, very, very kedai to learn this on the left side. Look on the left side, number 69. Midin ze hayichiach b'shelos and shuvas from Kiva Eger. She'ein mitzdarf m'shtei halachos l'moshe m'sili yachad k'dei lahachshir im hu b'oifen she'ev shaloymar im achas mehem rak achar she'oim eschaverita she'ein donim lahachshir sukkah mididofen akuma im ein hadofonos megiyos l'schach kev shtel tenge. He's going to much more detail. He's going to the details. L'chein im akar gavaya b'kisom gimu tfachim she'ein loymar ba'din lavod el achar she'oim ba'din chavoit. I'm going into more detail. He just brings up the issue. Kiva Eger brings up this issue, and it's a very complicated issue. To say two different ideas, virtual ideas, at one time, when you say it, when you don't say it, it's not so simple. Here we're saying it because there are certain conditions have been met. But it's not always true. Okay, that's all we need to say for now. And learn Sukkah, Defin Akumas, and we have to get into more details. Other related matters. Okay, let's go to Chavav. Next halacha, Chavav. Chodemavi nita b'lechi al-kari odavka k'she'inu namuch pachos me'asar tzvachim. Meruvachim. Now before we go into some background, there is a tefach called a tefach meruvach and a tefach mitzumtzum. The difference is a chatzi etzba. A chatzi etzba for dal ramos. It is a very, very small difference. In other words, you have a tefach. When you make a tefach, what's a tefach? It's four fingers. Four average fingers. Do you press the four fingers together as tightly as possible? Or you let them loose, like just natural? Yeah. The difference in one tefach is minor. It's very minor. But and I think I'm not sure if it's an amo, if it's four amos, but when you combine larger, when you combine multiple tefachim, right? There are six tefachim in an amma. I think it's in one amma, if I'm not mistaken, if I'm wrong, the Mishabur says. When you combine and you do it six times, then it adds up. If you're going to, it's like your fingers be loose, and you do it six times, So when you add up all of those loose openings, it adds up to a chatzi etzva, a very small amount. That's cool, and if you're tight, then you don't have that extra chatz. That's the only difference. So the tefach meruvach, which means loose, and mitzumsum is tight. That's all it means. So be machmir. When we talk about the rules of ten tefachim, then you must have ten tefachim of empty space, or really, let's maybe clarify better. What is a mavli? We're going to learn now. Let's give you some background. What's going to happen now in the next couple of months? It's a very long sim, obviously. But all these sets of what a mavli. To be called a mavli, you have to have a lot of conditions to be called a halachic mavli. We're being very lenient. Put a little teeny little lechi, or you put a korah, magic, you can carry inside this enclosure. We're very lenient. Oh, you want to make use of this leniency? There are only like 20 conditions you have to have in order to make use of this leniency. The gap can't be more than 10 amos. Can't be more than 15 feet. And has to be longer than it is wide. Okay, it can't be a square. The length has to be more than the width. And it can't be twice the length. If it's twice the length than the width, that's also no good. And guess you have to have at least two courtyards. No one's allowed to be living in the mavli. But you have to have two courtyards opening up to the mavli. And in each one of the two courtyards, there must be two people living in the courtyard. Two people that live there. And they have to eat there. And if there's a father and a son, there are certain conditions that have to be met. It gets very, very complicated. Because of all the complications, you know, the Ramos is the very end of the simon. Basically, Bizman Hazeh, you'll never have a mavoi. So never rely on the Lechi and the Korah. Always make for yourself a Tzuras HaPesach. Because even though you think you have all the conditions, you probably make a mistake and you're probably missing one of the conditions. So never rely upon this. So why did we learn all this? Why did we spend already weeks on this? Lahadil Toru Lahadira. But the truth is, the Yesodos, the principles that are here, are all over the place. So it's not. There's no waste. Chas Shalom. Certainly Lahadil Toru Lahadira. But even in Halacha, the principles, the Yesodos, reappear in many shapes and forms in the laws of Sukkah and the laws of Hilchas Shabbos. So it's all there. Even though, practically speaking, we're not going to make use of a Lech HaKorah, we're going to have a Tzuras HaPesach, which the laws of Tzuras HaPesach, really, a lot of them are taken from the laws of a Lech. So it's nothing Chas Shalom is a waste. Chas Shalom. But the point of it, now we're discussing, we're beginning the conditions. The most important fundamental condition is you have to have at least three complete walls. And the height of the three walls must equal 10 tefachim. So if you have a mavui, now 10 tefachim is, what is it? 10 tefachim comes up to the top of the middle of the chair. It's not very tall, 10 tefachim. It's it doesn't get more than halfway the way to the table. 10 tefachim, if you have walls that are less than 10 tefachim, it's not a mavui. You don't have three walls. A halachic wall is a structure that is at least 10 tzvachim tall. That's all he's saying here in this halacha. Ha de mavui nid lech vav kaira davka kisheinen namach pakas vesa. When the mavui is not, the walls of mavui are not less than 10 tzvachim. Ein banam pakas vesa tzvachim meruvachim. What type of tefach? Well, machmir. The Y type of tefach, where we add the extra half of space. Don't forget that condition. The rochboy may not be more than 10 amos the width of the opening of the mavi may not be larger than 10 amos. V'shihei orkoi arba amos, and the length of the mavi must equal at least 4 amos. Ready? Three conditions. Amos meruvachos, the wider amos, just means that an etzba, half an etzba. O yoser amur, aval imchos, echem mikol elu, but if you're missing one of these things, ein loy takana ela, b'tzuras ha-pesach. Then you have to, we do b'zvan hazeh, you have the two poles, and you have something on top. Vim ho ye begoiva chalolo yoser me eshem amor, mitzum samos. Let's say the height is humongous, it's 30, 40 feet, the walls are 30, 40 feet, you cannot use a korah. A korah may not be put upon walls or higher than 20 amos. Einoi nitra b'korah aval nitra hu b'lechi. But you can use a lechi. Even though the walls are massive, they're 40 feet tall, you can't put a little teeny lechi along the lechi near the side. A curry you cannot use, but lechi you can use. Let's say you have walls that are massive, they're 20 feet, they're 30, 40 feet, 40 feet, more than 40 feet tall, and you want to use a kara. This is the first Mishnah Masechta Ervin. Now, what you could do is you could have a designer kara. Okay? You have to get all the designers, today's fancy designers, they have to have etch. Fancy, they put in the magazines, nice designs on the kara. Why? Because again, the goal always goes back to the site. A kara is mishun heker. And if a designer has his logo, has his work on the kara, you will take note. You will take note, look, you know who designed our kara? So-and-so. He designed our kara for our building. So then it is okay. Shkar she'as etzi v'chiyor, perish tziyur echad b'koysel, perish tziyur echad b'koysel min asid oy al shmei kara. Either it's going to be a design on the wall, min asid. Okay, a design with some type of lime. It's something you add to the kara, or you etch a design into the kara itself. Shal yidei kach hakol mistaklim, but everyone look at the kara. Period. Vim oy goy yosem me'ashim. It was higher more than 20. Bonu binyan tachas hakara l'mata me'ashim. Dai b'binyan rochav tefach kiroichav hakara. So let's explain this and we'll stop with this. Let's say another solution. Okay, this is an interesting halacha. This is great also. This totally opens up a whole new understanding of the kara. Okay, let's say your walls are massive right there. Let's say this is 40 feet. Okay? 50 feet. Massive. That's very strange, very narrow because it's not more than 10 amos. So think 15 feet here, and you have this like massive walls, 50 feet in the sky. These walls. Okay, so you can put a lechi, tini the lechi, but no kara, because the kara is too high, not going to notice it. Solution. Now, why? Why can you put the kara? Because you're not going to notice it, it's too high. But if you have a designer kara, you etch designs onto the kara, you'll notice it. It's a fancy kara, then you're going to look at it. Another solution. Solution is build a platform. When you come into the marble, you build a platform, a high enough platform, that from the end, the top of the platform to where the kara is, it'll be less than 20 amos. Now you'll ask me, how wide must the platform be? Only one tefach wide. It's a very strange halach, but it shows the dynamics and the mechanics of the halacha. Why? Because if it's less than 20, if you have a little teeny platform that's one tefach wide, when you stand on that tefach, you're now within 20 amos from your kara, so you now can see the kara. Now that's very strange, because you would think seeing the kara is not on the underneath the kara. Seeing the kara is when you're over here, when you're at a distance. So obviously that's not the point of the halacha. The point of the halacha is that when you're directly underneath, you can sense that there's a kara. So even though it may be true that from the distance you're not going to see it because it's too very high, but as long as when you come to the very edge of your mother, you build a platform so that the distance between where you're stepping and the kara is less than 20 amos, a person can sense. Fascinating idea. When you're standing, wherever you're standing, you have the ability to sense what is directly above you to a height of 20 amos. Fascinating. That's what Chazal was saying. You have that sense. When I'm over here, I don't see it because it's way too high. But I built myself a teeny little platform. So when I stay on that platform, I'm now within 20 amos. But that platform is only one tefach wide. Tefach. It's only this tefach wide. Because the kara only has to be a tefach wide. So my platform corresponds to the width of the kara. It's okay. Because when you are at least standing on that tefach, you now have a heker. Wait, on top of me, I sense there's something right directly above me, the kara, and I'll remember not to carry past this limit. Unbelievable. So that's a chazala giving us insight into a person's senses. Because you think about it, you really can sense what's above you 15 feet? 20 amos is between 15, I'm sorry, 30 feet. Between 30 and 40 feet. That's what 20 amos is. So you think about it, when you're standing between 30 to 3 stories, 3 stories to 4 stories, 3 story building, you don't even have that in Flatbush, too many 3 stories, but 3 story building. A house, how is the average house? Just about 30 feet probably. I don't know exactly, right? It's not an average house, about 30 feet, maybe a little bit more, 34, like 30, 40 feet. When you're standing, you can sense a beam that's one tefach wide directly above you, 30, 40 feet. That's what it says. And that's why it's sufficient. Okay, we'll stop here. I'll take a 2-minute break.